Progress Report, 2022 to 2025 Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Plan.
Our mandate to serve all Canadians distinguishes us from all other broadcasters in this country. We commission more original programs that celebrate Canadian creative talent and/or achievements in Canadian arts and culture than all the private broadcasters combined. As such, when we launched our 2022 to 2025 Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Plan, we made a deliberate choice to accelerate our progress rather than settle for incremental change. We prioritized offering programming that reflects all cultures and geographies because, ultimately, doing so supports the entire industry. The present report provides an overview of the progress we have made between January 2022 and October 2024 and details the changes we've seen in four key areas: our content, our collaboration with the industry, our ties with communities, and our workforce. The work that resulted has received awards and prizes. Some of the most touching were messages sent after seeing characters that feel just like me or hearing an informative interview. Here are a few highlights of our actions, which we explain in more depth in our progress report. Content for all. We launched an expanded slate of TV, audio, and digital programming focused on creating value for our audiences. Our most recent surveys show that over 80% of Canadians agree that CBC Radio Canada's content is of high quality and reflects the multicultural diversity of Canada. We introduced improvements to the EC2.TV and CBC Gem platforms to make our content more accessible for audiences navigating with assistive technology. Collaborating with the industry. We are proud to report that 51% of productions had 50% or more women in key creative roles, according to our Women in Production annual report for the 2022 to 2023 broadcast year. We collaborated with major industry players in Canada to increase the number of training opportunities for creators and journalists from underrepresented groups in the media industry, ensuring diverse voices and perspectives are amplified. Connected to communities. We surpassed all expectations with Collab, our partnerships program with public libraries across the country. From the very beginning, we aimed to build closer connections with diverse communities, particularly those that are underserved and underrepresented. To date, Collab has enabled us to connect with more than 34,000 Canadians in person, build new relationships with over 200 local community organizations, authors, and artists, and visit more than 210 communities across Canada. We held consultations, making space for many groups to voice their ideas about representation, inclusion, and programming at the public broadcaster. As part of our process, we held 27 consultations with over 900 people with disabilities around the country. We also met with over 20 Indigenous communities for in-person and virtual sessions across the country. Over 350 Indigenous people participated. Our people. We recognized the need to better support colleagues who are being harassed and threatened online and launched a newsroom guide for managing online harm to provide resources, best practices, and advice. We understood that ambitious hiring, retention, and promotion goals must be accompanied by tools to understand and continually improve our workplace culture. We were therefore delighted to have been named one of Canada's best diversity employers for 2024 and received a platinum certification for gender parity for the fifth consecutive year by Women in Governance. And we're eager to continue doing better. Read our full report to find out more.